So what's up, y'all? Bipolar trucker. Cruising down the interstate today. I'm on 71 in Ohio. I'm headed out to PA. Then on to Buffalo to make a pickup after I deliver this shit. But, you know, I've really been wanting to do an episode for people who are considering becoming a truck driver. You know, think long and hard. Think long and hard and decide what type of sacrifices you're willing to make. Because, you know, being an over-the-road truck driver, it's a lifetime of sacrifice. It's, if you have a family, to be quite honest with you, it's probably not a great plan. You know, there's a lot of options. You know, you could go to a truck driving school, get a company to pay for it. Then you can work for that company for 1 year. Generally, you're under contract for 1 year. And after that year, you know, you could try to find a local job. But man, I want you guys to know what that really means, okay? Because I think a lot of times people are, you know, they think you're just driving around like this is an easy job. It's not an easy job. I mean, it's physically and mentally taxing. But if you work a local job, I just want you to know you're going to bust your ass. Okay? They're going to use you for everything they can get out of you. And that's how they make money, you know, so you can't be mad at them. But they're going to use your clock that you're allotted in a day. They're going to try to use every bit of that clock up. And if you're local, that's, you know, and you're hourly, that's money in your pocket, okay? You know, I get it. But let's remember how long 14 hours a day is, okay? It's not easy. You know, that UPS guy you see driving down the road, yeah, they're making money hand over fist. They really are. They got a great job, great benefits. But those guys bust their ass. And, you know, I don't think that that's what's being talked about. You know, you go to a truck driving school, and at that truck driving school, they talk about trucking like it's nothing but pots of gold and coke and hookers. I mean, I guess it is what you make it, you know. But I promise you, you're gonna work. But really look at your options before you get involved in the business. You know, I've always learned everything the hard way, you know, and hopefully you don't do that because, you know, it's unnecessary. The information's out there. You know, when I first started driving a truck, you know, there wasn't any such thing as the internet. You know, I had to ask people and shit, you know, and to be quite honest with you, man, people fucking lie. Not only, you know, sometimes they're not even really lying. They see things a different way. You know, we could have the exact same job at the exact same company and have two completely different fucking experiences, you know. Not every job is for everybody and not everybody's for every job. And in trucking, it's really true. That's really true. So anyway, you know, figure out what you want out of this shit, you know. And it's got to be more than money because you're not going to get rich. You're definitely not going to get rich overnight, you know. And so back at it. Sorry, man, I'm trying to learn how to use this system. I'm new to a lot of technology, man. I've drugged my feet about a lot of shit. And this is one of them. But really what I want to do, as with this podcast, what I want to do is I really want to give out as much honest information as possible about trucking, also about myself and anything else that I might decide to talk about. But this episode, to stay on task, man, it's really meant to keep you guys, on a level playing field as drivers, new drivers coming into the industry, man. It's not a. I just want everyone to know that it's not easy. It gets easier. I'm definitely capable of doing much more now than I could, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Not just skill wise, just your brain has to become accustomed to moving down the road like this, and it takes time. Takes time. It helps if you're in shape, if you work out, if you eat healthy, all that shit helps, But look, man, just think long and hard before you pull the trigger and decide to go to a truck driving school. And remember, this isn't a job, man. It's a lifestyle over the road wise, okay? I want y'all to succeed. I want you to come out here and be a good, safe driver. And I want you to make bucket loads of money. And that's going to be the next thing that I want to talk about is compensation. So let's say you decide you're going to pull the trigger and go to a truck driving school, and you've done your research and you found the right company that you want to be with, knowing that you're going to be married to these motherfuckers for a year. Okay? And you do that. I want you to get into this mindset. Well, let's start with the mindset I don't want you to be in. Okay? Miles equals pay. Throw that shit out the fucking window. Okay? Miles equals pay is how they want you to think. Okay? The odds are stacked against you when you're thinking like that. You might as well double down on a hard 13. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way to go about it. You have to look at monetary compensation only. How much money are you making? Can you make? Okay, because companies will tell you they got the miles. Well, I don't want the fucking miles. I want the fucking money. More miles, that's more time you're away from your family and your friends, and you're living, your whole life is designed to make them money. Okay, so you got to get max compensation. You need a good balance between miles and money. Currently, I would say if you had 1 year experience, that 42 cents a mile would probably be fair. But anything less than that, tell them to go fuck themselves. Unless you're a felon. I mean, if you're a felon, I guess you got to kind of start where you start and really, get it going. And you're going to have to climb that ladder. You're already starting a step behind if you're a felon, okay? And I'm sorry to say that, because I have nothing against you. I very easily could have been in that same situation. And I got lucky. I got lucky. But anyway, you know, but let me say this again. Fuck miles equals money. It's money equals money. How much money do you get paid per mile? Would you rather run 2,000 miles and make $2,000? By the way, ain't nobody gonna fucking do that. I'm just making a point. All right. Or would you run, or do you want to run 4,000 miles to make that same fucking money? No thanks. Okay. You know, it used to be a bragging rights. You know, we'd say we'd brag about how many miles we ran and shit. You know, but we also used to lie on our logbooks. Okay? And the only people who benefited from us lying really was the companies because we were getting loads to places on time and they didn't really even have to try to like dispatch. They didn't have to do any real work. They just give you a load, fucking get it there. Right? They didn't give a shit if you slept, if you lied on your logbook or whatever. Nobody cared. So, you know, no more miles equals money. And here's another thing. If you meet somebody and they want to talk too much around about trucking and tell trucking stories and shit like that, right? And then they want to give you some advice, man, it's a really good chance they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Because the only people who sit around in truck stops telling trucking stories are rookies. Okay? That's like nobody that spent a lot of time in the military talks about boot camp. You feel me? The same thing. No, they don't talk about truck driving school. They don't talk about how many fucking miles they get. Now, they might, you know, I might tell you a story about a run-in I had with the DOT or something, you know, if it's got value or if it's comical. You know, I like to laugh and I like to tell a good story every once in a while. Like, fuck you think I'm doing this podcast? But, you know, I like to talk about things I fucking know about, okay? And I don't know everything. I don't know everything. But when it comes to truck driving, I know a lot. I know a lot. By osmosis, just by fucking being in this shit. Just time and really just grinding it out, man. Like I said, I learned everything the hard way, man. And I'm gonna try to help as many people as possible so that they don't have to learn the lessons the way that I learned these lessons. And we'll get into some more interesting and fun shit as this podcast goes on. I'm gonna try to limit all my podcasts to less than 30 minutes because I don't think anybody wants to fucking hear me talk. Probably more than 10 minutes, but I'm gonna give you fucking 30 anyway. But all right, man, we got those things out of the way. And you know, also bipolartrucker at gmail.com. Send any questions. I'll get back to anybody and everybody who wants to ask me a question. And if I don't know the answer, I know somebody who does. Okay? And we'll try to get that shit answered for you. But you know, as far as trucking goes, this is not for everybody. Do your research. Take the time to really investigate the companies. Do not allow yourself to get into the miles equals pay mindset ever. Another thing, chill the fuck out. Okay? you're going to get all worked up and all upset. I want you to remember, if you're starting out in the trucking, okay? You have no fucking idea what your dispatcher does for a living. You might think you know. I'm just now starting to get to where I'm halfway know what the fuck they all do, but every company's different. Some dispatchers go out and get loads and have to get the loads for their the extra loads for their board to keep the drivers moving. Some companies give the pretty much pre-plan everything. There's a billion different ways of doing it. Don't think you know what the fuck your dispatcher's doing, okay? But if he's a piece of shit, he's a piece of shit. Let's see if you can get another one, But let's not get all worked up and bent out of shape. You're gonna have problems. Things are gonna come up, whatever. But to all you new drivers out there, welcome to the road. I love you, motherfuckers. I'll be back at you with a new 30-minute podcast ASAP. Just wanted to touch on this subject, and I'll catch you down the road, bipolar trucker, bitch.